seated. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and love from the Lord Jesus. Amen. From 2 Timothy, the first chapter, the following words: "For this reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give you a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline." This is the text. If you think that I picked these three readings for today because it is a missionary-focused Sunday, think again. This is just evidence that the Holy Spirit carefully and precisely directs the life of His church. He does not give up that power. He is the teacher, the one that walks with us and through the Word builds up our faith. Habakkuk says something about our electronic sign here. So write it on tablets clearly so that one that runs with the message can read it. Could also render the Hebrew translation as so that even if somebody passes by running can read it. And we have people passing by running between 30 and 80 miles per hour here on Cleveland reading our electronic sign. That's why Pat, our faithful servant that posts those things, uses 12-inch words or letters on that sign. And then at the end of Habakkuk, the just will live by his faith. That is how simple the gospel is. And in Timothy, fan into flame the faith that was taught to you by two women, Lois and Eunice, your mother and your grandmother. See how important the women are among us in the realms of the mission work. We are very blessed to have Lutheran Women's Missionary League, a chapter of them, in our congregation. They were founded in 1941 in Chicago, and from there have spread like wildfire and became a auxiliary of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. I believe that outside the Synod itself, no more mission work has been done than through the Lutheran Women's Missionary League. They are in over 40 countries right now. And you heard Melanie say their budget for 2 years, $2.1 million. And that is collected through those little change boxes, the mites, where they faithfully collect. But you don't have to be a woman in order to use and fill up a little box and bring it once every 2 or 3 months whenever it's full. Lutheran Women's Missionary League is a tremendous blessing from God to us. The contents of their message is simple. God loves you, and in Christ you are forgiven and have eternal life. As simple as that is the gospel. But they don't only preach the gospel by word, they also do it in deed. They go throughout the whole world. They collect school supplies, and they build schools. I've seen schools that they've built in Brazil. They've built chapels in the jungle where there was nothing but a bunch of natives. They built even roads. They built wells so people have decent water to drink. They establish medical clinics. They send supplies, medicine, mosquito nets, you name it. Lutheran Women's Missionary League is in it. So these quilts are boxed up and sent across the Atlantic to little cold people in Africa who wrap themselves in them in the warmth of the blanket and feeling also the warmth of Christian love from across the pond. And Christ has used these over and over. We see missionaries sailing. We were at this completely isolated tribe of people in Africa, and here a few came blankets and said, America, America. That is only one way in which we can show God's love to the world around us. So Blessed Savior is truly blessed to have a quilting group among us and several other fronts of activities of collecting things for children in schools and for women in need. It is wonderful to see faith in action. Later on in Timothy, Paul says, show me your faith without works, and I show you my faith by the works that I do. The eye is a far better pupil than the ear. The ear can learn by hearing, but the eye learns that much more by observing. There is a poet called Edgar Gast, and he wrote a poem that says, I'd rather see a sermon any day than hear one. That's true. Check that one out. I'd rather you go with me on the way rather than just point it out. That is true. We parents know that. We don't tell children to this, this, and that. We show them how it's done, and then they do it. We walk the walk. We don't just talk the talk. Jesus says it's all about your connection with God, if you have faith or not. So, if you have faith, you tell this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it'll do it. If you have the faith of the ground of a mustard, because then you have God's favor and God's power with you. Well, we here for almost 6 years have been moving mulberry trees at Blessed Savior, doing the impossible, reaching the unreachable, and preaching that wonderful gospel. The Apostle Paul reminds Timothy that God has given him a spirit of power, of courage, and not of timidity. He doesn't have to be ashamed of his faith. He goes and lives his faith and lives his life according to his faith and explains to anyone who wants to know about the reason of his hope. I met with two families, actually three, but these two, especially this week, that came to bury their dead. One not a member. One not with any connection to God, to the visible eye at least. And I saw faith at work when a father and a mother were dealing with their daughter's premature death. I saw faith at work there, and I saw total despair, a grasping for straws on the other family who had forgotten how good God is. Since Monday, I've been praying that God would plant some people in that audience that need to hear what He wants to speak through me. That's why I do this, outside of the congregation. Once in a while, you go and carry the gospel. We will be moving mulberry trees because God said that we could, just because. Let us continue to encourage each other and support every project of mission among us, presented by the LWML or by any other group. And let us go bravely into this world, proclaiming that in Christ alone there is life and eternal life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now stand.